everybody, and welcome to Therapy with Horses, a series of podcasts providing you with information about what therapy with horses is, how it works, and what it entails. You will hear from Coral, who owns Changeways, her staff team, but also those who have experienced therapy with horses, and from those who have researched the impact of the therapy, as well as those who have developed it in the first place, in particular Igala. We are really looking forward to having you join us on this gentle walk to discover therapy with horses. Therapy with Horses, an introduction. I'm Eva Mulroy, and I'm joined by Coral Harrison, the owner of Changeways. Coral and I will give you some background about therapy with horses and what it is and how to get about accessing the therapy. Coral and I met through a joint friend of ours. I'm working for Dumfries and Galloway College, and friend and colleague Margaret approached me to ask whether I would help Coral record and edit podcasts as a different medium for her to explain to the public what therapy with horses consists of, to take the fear away of what people might experience. So this is podcast number one, and let's get to it. I'm delighted to have Coral with me today. And Coral, great to have you here, and give us time to talk about this.
Well, thanks, Eva. It's really great to talk with you too, and especially because you're fairly new to therapy with horses. So you're going to come from sort of a naive perspective, which I think a lot of our, you know, the listeners might have too. So, I'm really excited about sharing, you know, sort of stories and sign bites and getting people, you know, intrigued about this world of therapy with horses.
Yes, I'm certainly new to this. I have no real history of relationships with horses. I think I may have sat on a horse once when I was a child, but otherwise nothing about it. I know they have, know what they look like and that they're majestic animals, but that's as far as it goes. this is new for me, and I'm really looking forward to having that conversation. I suppose timing for this conversation is quite right. We are still in a part of a pandemic, and we've heard stories over the last few months of people getting dogs or cats or pets to keep them company, to help them, I suppose, with mental health issues very much. And I saw recently a report on the BBC website that apparently there were 3.2 million households in the UK that acquired a pet during the pandemic, which is a huge number. But obviously there is that relationship between an animal and a human. And I suppose, is that sort of the starting point for the therapy that you're involved with, or what, where does it come from? Is there a connection?
Mm-hmm. Well, our relationship with horses goes back, you know, hundreds of years, possibly thousands of years. And, you know, they've been a willing work companion for humans, or sometimes maybe unwilling work companion.
Yes.
But our relationship, if you think of the horses we used in the First World War, and, you know, people had, they had a massive impact, gave their lives, as did the soldiers.
That's true, yes.
And horses have been more recently been involved in riding for the disabled, I think, since the 1960s. But since the 1990s, this approach of involving horses in therapy, it has evolved. And the one thing about horses, they are social animals like humans. They live in groups, they live in herds. They need others for their own well-being, as we do. We're not designed to, you know, we're originally from hunter-gatherer tribes, where we would have been in a group of at least 60. And I know that's changed vastly now, but our DNA and our the way that our body and brain works is still very much that we need others for our own well-being. And we know that, you know, loneliness, for example, causes lots of, and the whole isolation of COVID has increased mental health problems significantly. So I'm going a bit off track now, so coming back to horses. Horses can teach us a lot about being authentic and real. They're very connected to their instincts and their environment, and they can help us reconnect to ourselves. One of the most important part of therapy with horses is that it's also usually in the outdoors, so we can connect to nature and the environment.
Yeah.
That's also very much an important aspect of this type of therapy.
So what do you do during a therapy with horses? Is it, yes, you mentioned you are in the outdoors and so on, which is very different to if I'm seeing a therapist or a counsellor, so on, then I would be sitting in a room probably somewhere, him mm-hmm. or her and me, and we talk.
Mm-hmm.
While I would assume if I'm in a therapy with horses, yes, I'll be either in a paddock, in a field, in an arena, certainly where there's space.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen to while I'm there, or how do I get there in the first place?
Well, you'd probably come to us because you were interested, or you'd come across our website, or because somebody recommended us, and then people contact me by social media, or they contact me by email, and I would have an initial phone call with you, Eva, to find out what it was that you were wanting from therapy. You know, what sort of things were you struggling with? I mean, mostly people do unfortunately come to therapy because of something going on in their life that's causing them some distress, like depression or anxiety, or, you know, addiction, eating problems. And so we'd have a chat. I would tell you a little bit about therapy with horses, and then we'd arrange a time for you to come along and have your first session. We'd meet you, me and my equine specialist, and we'd head out to the pasture. And at first we just want you to orientate to the space because it's a new experience. And I think you said, you know, you've been on a horse once, but, you know, you haven't really been around horses, and we don't use riding, all the horses, all off the ground. Okay. So no getting on their backs. So first of all, we just want you to arrive and not just arrive physically, but to arrive mentally, you know, to notice through your senses where you were, you know, what the horses were doing, what was happening in the environment. And then when you felt ready, we'd invite you into the space through the gate. And then again, we'd notice. And when you again were ready, invite you to go out and meet the horses. And that's the starting point.
It's that sort of trust and relationship building with the animal. It's the basis for the therapy, is it?
It's certainly part of the therapy, because you know, when you often people, you know, because horses are lovely animals normally, and we've got cute and big horses and all different shapes and sizes, we're drawn to want to touch them. So you can imagine you go into a field with, you know, three horses that you've never met before, and you want to go and touch one. They're a complete stranger to you, and you might notice that the horse has a response to you.
Mm-hmm.
Might move towards and be happy to have a hand on, or it might move away. And
yes,
that can bring up for us internal feelings, emotions and thoughts that relate to our own history of relationships and closeness and distance. And then that's really how the work starts to start, you know, because a client might say, oh, gosh, I've come here because I'm really struggling with relationships, and the horse that I want to approach keeps walking away. It's like, this keeps happening to me in my life.
Yes, and that'll bring things up and start a conversation that you then have with the individual, I suppose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And where that goes is, it's not me putting those words. It's the client. It's the client making that connection with the horse and their outside world. And in that connection, they can also get really very much into touch with their own inner feelings and responses. And we find the work's really quite powerful in that way. And also it can be frustrating, because something might happen. They might just be in the grass and totally ignore you.
Yeah.
And it can bring up all sorts of expectations and feelings and thoughts. And do you come over to us? Do you know what do you do? Do you wait to build that relationship? Do you notice, the non-verbals when you approach the horse, and they might pick their ears up and be interested, or do they turn away, So there's all this going on, all of this communication, and they can really teach us about nonverbal communication and relationships.
That's fascinating. So, I mean, I did say that you are a psychotherapist, but how do you get from being a trained psychotherapist to having a therapy that involves horses? Where does the story come together?
Well, that's a really good question, Eva. Thank you. Well, I've always had a love of horses, and in my adult life was able to, own my own horse. And I've worked with children since the 1990s and young people. And it was on a ride out with a friend. We both work in residential care at the time, and we were really struggling to get the teenagers we were working with into any sort of therapy. They did not want to go into a room with a professional who was going to ask them about their past. And we thought, there's got to be a way, because we knew how much horses influenced our health and well-being, just being around horses and the whole outdoor experience, not just the riding. And so we started to research it online, and we came across EGALA, which is Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. And we found that they were doing some training in the UK. So we were like, what do we need? What have we got? The skills, and we booked on it. And
that's as simple as that.
It actually was the right time, I think. We were just amazed that this world was out there that we had no idea about. We knew about riding for the disabled, but we'd never...
That's a very, niche. Mm.
And we'd never come across a therapy that used horses, that involved horses, where the horses were free to choose. They can interact or not. They're free. They can be in their herd. They can come towards. We're not going to go in there with, equipment so that the person can control them.
It's an equal relationship, isn't it?
It's a very equal relationship. Yeah. And that's what's very, very important about this way of working.
It's very powerful, because I suppose the horse has no preconceived ideas about you. You're just another human being. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know anything about you. Mm-hmm. So they may want to get to know you, and may not. Yes.
Well, horses are so connected to their senses, because they actually used to be, somebody's dinner. And that's still very much, somebody was going to eat them in the wild,
Fair enough.
So most of the time, horses are still very connected to their senses and to danger. And they can teach us a lot about being connected to the present moment. We often have to disconnect from our bodies because we sit long hours at a computer or in a stationary position. And this therapy with horses can help us really connect to the environment, to our senses, to our sense of safety, what we're feeling when we approach a new situation, and much more.
That's brilliant. So you mentioned that, being involved with horses out in the open. So I assume where you are, it's lots of space. So where's your business based at the moment?
Okay, so Changeways is based at 12 miles northeast of Carlisle, near Brampton. We're off the A69 on the way to Newcastle. So we're accessible to, North Cumbria, to South Scotland, and to the northeast. I'm also hoping to have a place in Scotland near Lockerbie in the future. So we'd have two centres, and they're both in rural locations. But accessible from good transport links as well, which is important.
Brilliant. So it's and anybody who either is interested in what you're doing or either self-referral or knows somebody who perhaps should be referred can just get in touch with you to have a conversation to see whether that's the right way to go about.
Absolutely, Eva. They can contact us. They can have a look. I'd suggest that they go and have a look on the website first of all, which is www.changeways.co.uk. And on there, there's photographs from the work that we do. There's a video at the bottom of the homepage that introduces the Yirrkala model, which is the model that we use. And there's more information there. And you can get in touch with me either directly by phone or email or through the social media links, Eva.
Brilliant. Sounds fantastic, and I certainly have learned a lot during our conversations. And I hope that over the weeks and months to come, we can create some more podcasts and sound bites of what goes on at Changeways. I would certainly be interested to find out what some of your team members do and how they became involved. Perhaps also talk to one or two of your clients if they're willing to share their stories to see what they have experienced. And it's a shame that the horses can't talk to us because I would be fascinated to find out what goes on in their heads. I'm sure there's plenty going on in there. But I don't even have found anybody who's that good a horse whisperer who can translate for us.
Yeah, I think we'll have to be creative in bringing the horse, and maybe we can bring the horse into the podcast through sound bites. And maybe, when me and my equine specialists are out in the outdoors, I can record and put words to what's happening with the horses as we are in the space with the horses. But yes, the horse is very much part of the team. We couldn't do this work without the horses. So it would be good to include them in a way as well.
Some shape or form, yes, that'd be fantastic. But thanks so much for talking to me, Coral. I really, really enjoyed that. And we'll make sure, or you'll make sure that you'll promote any future podcasts through your social media channels and website. And I'm really looking forward to being part of this in some more conversations. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Eva. I'm really, really, it's really great to be talking to you today, and
Bye.
have more in the future.
Speak soon. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.